Allah Pak, Allah Ta'ala has sent us into this world, into this dunya. And this dunya, this world that we morning till evening till morning reside in, this world, it has two factors that affect it: khair and shar, good and bad. And when we look at bad, khair, evil, there is a lot of it in this dunya. Rather, we should understand or consider that there are such shurur, such bad things, bad elements, bad factors, bad environments, bad situations, bad influences that are around an individual, and there are many that are invisible. We cannot see them, but we are enveloped by them. We are surrounded by them. We are affected by them. Shayateen, jannat, this is a form of creation. Yes, the shaitan and the jinn. And these are opposed to insan, the human being. With regards to the shayateen, we know that this is the proper, genuine, original enemy of Allah, adu mubin. And the jinnat come from that. They emanate from that. And in reality, there's no home in which there are no jinnat. In other words, every home, jinnat are there, shayateen are there, the jinn are there, our sitting, walking, eating, wandering around is all amongst them. The jinn is such a qawm that we cannot see them. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about the jinn. And we see hadith about the jinn and details about the jinn. Their nature, their fitrat, their characteristics are that they are always pestering the human being and giving problems and difficulties. Rather, the analysis and the research of the pious predecessors is that 95%, rather more than 95%, it is stated that the illnesses that are within the body of a human being, they are all due to the fault of the jinnat, the jinns. We don't know that which disease or illness is running through us. We run towards the medical solution, the physical medical solution. But in reality, these diseases emanate due to the work of the jinnat. The jinn have total power. They are a latif qawm. They are a separate form of creation. They enter into the human being and they play games, they commit tricks, and their mission, their goal, their objective, this is a minor what I've just mentioned, but their real mission is to make the human being distant from the deen. They create enmity from the deen, or disliking the deen in people's minds and hearts. And they make a person feel totally hopeless and that he cannot do anything, because they create all sorts of negative connections. And they give you two parts of life: the business, a home, children, insan. They put lack of barakah and blessings into the life of a person, or differences are created in the homes, fighting, quarreling. And they do this work that, for example, they whisper into the ear of the wife, and they go and whisper something else into the ear of the husband. And they were sitting nicely, the husband and wife, and after some time the argument starts, the quarrel starts. And then afterwards they think that, why did I become angry? Some people think, I don't know why I'm getting angry. What's the reason I'm getting angry? But there's anger on the manners at that time. The feeling at that time is of anger. So this happens regularly, morning, evening, during the day. And on top of this, we are insecure due to this. This is our life. That, for example, also shaitan, they, through other people, they attack a person. For example, somebody looks in a bad way, nazar, we call this, or they do jadu, magic. It's called nazar, the evil eye. For example, if on your business the evil eye is watching, on your life there is an evil eye watching. And these same jinnat, this characteristic comes from them. Hasad, envy, deep envy and dislike. And this is related to the fire. Because when a person burns inside out of deep envy, it's the characteristic of fire. So we are immersed in this day and night, busy in this, and then after that we start doing wrong actions. Then shayateen, they push us more towards wrong and make us do shirk and not trust Allah. Then we go towards the amil, the magicians and the sorcerers and the black magic people. And they take us away from tawakkal Allah. They take us away from the Quran and the verses and the direction. And we don't understand, where's this this sadness come from? I'm saying it for this reason, because in our ma'ashara, in our society, this is a very important factor today that's taking part, and we need to understand this factor. And when a person is surrounded by jinn and shaitan and affected by them, then bad conclusions come out. So my brothers, in reality, what we need to consider is that the power of shaitan and the shaitani factors that are always with us and create bad whispering in our minds and hearts, how do we save ourselves from this? Most definitely, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look at the dua masuras, all the duas, ta'awuz that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, how to reject all of these negatives and evil forces. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us so many duas, and he's given clear direction that save yourself from these forces, from the evil shaitan and jinn. So the question arises now is that to spend our lives with distress and difficulty and being upset and sad, how do we protect ourselves? How do we improve our situation? And they don't even let us protect the jinn and shaitan. They don't let us protect ourselves. They make us believe in wrong things, wrong solutions. If you do this, you'll be successful quick. But the cure that Rasulullah SAW has prescribed, we don't have yakin in that. They decrease our yaqeen in the solutions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brothers, to save ourselves from the jinn and shaitan in the hadith, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this, and yesterday or a week ago or some time ago, I recited hadith, a Shaykhul Hadith, I gave you his reference, and it's all written, the learnings, that 100, more than 100, subhanallah, fawaid, virtues and benefits of dhikr Allah, Hazrat Hafiz ibn Qayyim. And the first hadith that he mentioned, and this is the hadith from the 100, the first hadith he selected was what? The dhikr of Allah, the biggest benefit of the dhikr of Allah from the 100 benefits. Because this is the beginning, isn't it? This is the beginning. The biggest benefit of the dhikr of Allah is that from the dhikr of Allah, as a result of dhikr of Allah, jinn and shayateen, jinnat and the shayateen, they run far. They run far. They don't just leave that person, rather they go far, as we say, dafa ho jate. They go far from that person. And then when they are far, when they run away, when they scarpa, then their power and energy diminishes and decreases and disappears, is the hadith. Rasulullah ﷺ has given us the protection, the clue for the protection. He's told us a secret, a method, a cure. So my ummah, said Nabi ﷺ, doesn't go into shirk or into bad actions, bad results. And in the Quran and the hadith we read Fazail Amal, the great kitab, that the dhikr of Allah has such a positive effect and it works against the negative forces. For example, there's an individual physically in the world and he has people who don't like him running after him. They want to hit him or beat him or do away with him. And he's running, the poor soul, and the enemies are running after him and running after him. They don't want to leave him and he's running. How do I save myself? How do I get out of this situation? He's desperate. While he's running, by chance he sees a fort, a castle. When he sees that castle, the fort, he runs to that fort and he runs into the fort and seals it. And then the people who are opposed to him, his enemies, they are outside, they can't get in. And they can't affect him. What a beautiful example. And this is the example of the human being, the jinnat, the shayateen, the hasideen, the envious people, the people who are jealous, the people who think bad, the people who do magic, cast magic. They are present in the world. They are even in the household, in the families, amongst each other. Yes, the shaitan, he creates the enmity, the real brothers, the blood relatives, the schism, the crack, the gaps are created between the relatives and they become enemies, unfortunately. So it's stated that this factor, shaitan and the jinnat, they are the enemies. And there will be no solution apart from the solution that Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have prescribed to us. There can be no better cure than this. There cannot be. So, stated that when a person runs and runs and runs and goes to the fort, to the castle, and behind him are the shayateen, hasideen, jealous people, envious people, and the jinnat, they run after the individual, after me, after you, after great personalities. I've seen big ulama ikram, great pious elders, and said that somebody's put a magic spell on me, jadu. I remember in the hadith world, the great personality, Hazrat Yunus Rahmatullah Alayh, in other words, a great personality, and he would say himself that someone's put a magic spell on me, done nazar on me. So these things have effects, and the Quran has mentioned this, that bad actions and magic, black magic and sorcery does have an effect, and a person gets swamped by it or affected by it. This happens. Doesn't matter how much you persevere and try to do away, it will happen. And it's stated the enemies are running after you. Every one of us as human beings, we have enemies running off. Just like that man in the example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a beautiful example that man who was running away trying to escape, he saw a fort. He ran into the castle, locked it, and the enemies had to stay outside. They couldn't do anything to him. The same way when shayateen, when jinnat, and the hasideen, envious people, and other bad feelings that people have, when they run after you, they chase you, they want to give you loss, they want for you to be destroyed, for you to not get any benefits. What do we need to do to save ourselves? We also need to run. And we can also get that fort, just like that man saw the fort in the castle. We can also get the castle. What is that castle? The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. This is the similitude that's been given. When a person sits in the dhikr of Allah, he hasn't even sat down fully. And from all four sides, the angels surround him, the dhakir. They don't let anything evil come towards him. And then doesn't matter how big is that magician or the hasid or the envious person, he cannot do anything against that individual who he's targeting. Allah's made a castle, a fort, which is the dhikr of Allah, the refuge, place of refuge. But it's our, and we're unfortunate, our loss, we're ready to do many things. We'll spend thousands of pounds and make effort to gain other things, but we won't try hard on this. This is even the success of shaitan and jinn. They don't allow a person intend or move his legs and feet towards good. Sometimes it's very easy to attain the dhikr of Allah. Very easy. If I say now that right now, that the people who do the dhikr of Allah and the amount of tabligh that's been doing for the dhikr of Allah and the ease from the dhikr of Allah, nobody should be lost from the dhikr of Allah. And how much do we need it? I've told you that every woman and every man is in great need of dhikr of Allah. Great need, desperate need. This is the experience of my life. There was an individual. What can I say to you? And at that time, his situation was very bad. He was very down. And he was severely upset and distressed. And then I told him, I prescribed to him the dhikr of Allah. I said, do dhikr and then see what happens in the night. You can't sleep, you're upset. And I kept him with me in the khanqah in the room. And I'm telling you, a very old situation, of old scenario, 30, 40 years ago this was. And I remember this event. So, and then I gave him the kalima, something to recite and do dhikr, and he lie down. When he lie down and went to the right, then he said to me, the Hazrat, I saw an ajeeb scene, a unique scene, that the window, I saw from the window, such a sort of ugly form or person, must have been jinn, and he was trying to come in, he was trying to break open the window, and he was pulling on the window to break it. Alhamdulillah, I was doing dhikr, and he couldn't come in, and the dhikr that you gave to him, when I started to do it, then he flew away, just like a plane that flies away, and he disliked the dhikr of Allah, he disappeared. That's how much was a force, just like, you know, like the fireball, he ran away like a ball, he flew away. And so he got more taqwa and he got strength with the dhikr, and he took all of dhikr with regularity, and his health became better. So this is the solution. We have the solution with the fadl of Allah. We have the solution. I've told you one benefit. But there are many benefits and virtues. How a person's situation changes. Those people who are immersed in this condition, ask that person, what's his life like? Doesn't feel like sleeping, doesn't have peace or satisfaction. A person who's got evil eye on him, there are hasidin against him or envious people against him, and in his home there are difficulties and problems and worries, whose children are disobedient. They'll be prepared to do anything to improve the situation, but they won't do the dhikr of Allah. And the effect of dhikr of Allah, the characteristic of dhikr of Allah, or the consequence of dhikr of Allah is what? Not just this. Look, if a person is dirty, impure, whatever he is. But it's not just that he has to improve himself 100% and become pious and then come, he'll get goodness. No, he should start with the dhikr of Allah. As he's doing dhikr regularly, he will become pure and purified, alhamdulillah. The cleaning process will have started. So there's no precondition. They have to become a pious wali before you start doing dhikr. Just start in the name of Allah. You know, I know some people know that in society today, people have issues. Children are disobedient. Problems at home, the situation will improve. So this is a big loss in this day and age, that if we continue to live like this, there's no guarantee. Because the biggest dawah that's given today is that this takes iman away. Shaitan takes iman away. Yes, in hadith it's stated that the biggest danger at the time of death for a person is one thing. Remember this. Yes, the biggest threat and danger, I'm speaking about hadith here, that the biggest danger at that time when a person's dying is that it's his final moments, time of death, Shaitan is there, and that poor soul is dying, and Shaitan comes and attacks for the final time. When the enemy attacks for the final time, then he has total power. Total power and energy, and he sits, Shaitan, with the human beings about to die, sits with him, and he has total power that he's about to depart from the world. So from his tongue or his heart, let me extract the kalima in some way, tell me. And what is our preparation for that event when it comes, for that occurrence? What is the guarantee? We consider that we are fine. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, so we have to prepare for this, isn't it? How great a deed. Look, a sahabi was told that when you are departing from this world, then your tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah. Because where there will be dhikr, there can be no shaitan. Where there is dhikr, Allah, shaitan and darkness cannot be there. I give the example that he will scarper like a bullet. The speed of bullet, wherever dhikr comes, wherever in the world. And that dhikr, it sparkles with noor, then shaitan cannot even see there. For them, they will not be able to see. They only are able to see and move around where there is no dhikr of Allah. So my friends, what we need to do is to do the dhikr of Allah firmly, regularly. Grab hold of the dhikr of Allah and do it regularly. For example, we haven't even stopped doing dhikr and shaitan comes. He's waiting. He wants to interfere. Just like I said beforehand, that there was a great Shaykh, Naqshbandi Shaykh Azam Mujaddad Al-Aftani Rahmatullah Alayh, from whom this silsila started and continued. It continued through him. And he was maraqib once in dhikr of Allah. What a great Shaykh he was, Azam Mujaddad Al-Aftani. How much we discuss is not enough. What a great Shaykh he was. Great maqam. And he was sat down, he was maraqib, he was doing dhikr of the heart. And for some time, a thought came into his heart, Hazrat Saad, that shaitan, how does he come into the heart of a person? How does he do his work? What is shaitan? What does he do? How does he physically affect a person? So Allah Ta'ala gave the response that stop doing dhikr and watch for a second. Just stop doing dhikr for a second. So he got the inspiration, he got the feeling, and he stopped doing dhikr for a second. He saw suddenly, you know, like you have the mosquito, just like the mosquito, he came and sat on the heart. And after sitting in the heart, he pierced the heart, he bit on the heart. Yes, and as soon as he bit on the heart and pierced the heart, then the waswasa is spread all across the heart. Allahu Akbar, tell me. He said, my emotions change. As a Mujaddal al-Fani Ramtai saying that my emotions change, my feeling, my strength, my passion in the deen change. And the iman, it fluctuates. And straight away he said, my scenario changed. Then suddenly I started to do the dhikr of Allah. And then suddenly that negative feeling disappeared. Allah, so he explained it. That it doesn't matter, even if a person is ghafil, ignorant for a second from the dhikr of Allah, then suddenly shaitan will attack the heart of the person. So tell me, if it's death time, about to die, and the person has not done dhikr, was not learned dhikr, wasn't done tawajjuh towards dhikr, then Allah forgive, what will happen to that person? We don't know. But it will be severe. Could be severe consequences. So my friends, the dhikr of Allah, qalbi dhikr, I'm speaking about qalbi dhikr, the dhikr of the heart, because this is what will assist in the hereafter. I'm not talking about the dhikr from the tongue, I'm talking about qalbi dhikr, because this is the preparation, the true preparation is with the heart, the dhikr of the heart. So if our heart does dhikr, it will be safe from envious people, the hasadeen, from enemies, from bad actions, etc. And it will be safe from all sorts of dark things and results, and there will be sukoon and satisfaction and peace in the life of the person who does the dhikr of Allah. What we need, what a person needs to do is remain as a dhakir. When a person feels his feelings towards dhikr and attraction is going down, then he should feel that I'm not concentrating on my heart. We shouldn't think that my heart is alive. No. This is not the way to do dhikr. A person has to do tawajjuh ila Allah. Always the person's focus should be on his heart. Just like my heart is remembering Allah. My heart is remembering Allah. Alhamdulillah, then the qalb, the heart, will do its own work. Allah, 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 Allah. And it won't allow anything bad to come close to it. And if he sleeps in that way, then the night time is very dangerous when all evil inclinations and effects take place. So inshaAllah, learn the dhikr of Allah and tell people targheeb and invite them. Explain to them when you see the halat, the conditions amongst the people. Any type of difficulty and distress, say to the person, first and foremost, learn dhikr of Allah, my friend. And he won't accept, because shaitan will not let him do yaqeen. Oh, what's in dhikr of Allah? I'm praying salah. I do other things. And you say, no. The inviter, he will say that, look, just do the dhikr of Allah, learn it, and Allah Ta'ala will protect you. So, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability, capability to implement this. And those who have not learned dhikr very quickly. Otherwise, you are destroying your own life in the hereafter. And number two, those individuals, brothers who have learned, those people who have learned the dhikr of Allah, don't waste time. Be regular. Grip it firmly. The dhikr of Allah and the shaykh, the methodology is given to you. Keep that ma'mool alive and be maraqib and focus on your heart. And when you come, then once you're free from your ibadat and Quran tilawat and other things, then don't just sit down, but focus towards the heart and start doing dhikr of Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.